Dooley & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dooley & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dooley & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
Well, we get ready to move to the third quarter, 14-7, and Sheridan with the lead. And Bob, I think you and I both agree that was a first half, but we saw Mountain Home give up that big play on the very first possession, and we're thinking, uh-oh, this could really get bad in a hurry. But love the way the Bombers responded.
Well, they did. They responded, and you could see the confidence get better as the half went on. You know, even when they gave up the touchdown, they didn't give up a lot of yardage. They gave up that one play, and you know, that was a play that Sheridan ran, and we were asking a young man to cover a back out of the backfield that his first year to play football, that he did a good job. The quarterback just made a good pass, and the receiver made a good catch out on the sideline. So, you know, sometimes good plays just happen. But now that, you know, we want to see this confidence carry over into the second half right here, and well, we need a big stop right here on the first series.
Carlos Cardenas will kick off for a Mountain Home. Has the ball teed up at the 40, and we are about ready to get this third quarter underway here from Little Rock's War Memorial Stadium. A short kick. This is going to bounce at the 22-yard line, picked up, and the return on across the 30, at the 40, and at the 45. One man to beat up the right sideline. This one's going to go all the way back for a touchdown. This is a 78-yard touchdown kickoff return.
And that should never happen. We had him pinned back there. The ball bounced three times, and we just missed a tackle. But any time that the ball bounces, it throws off timing of everybody. But still, we had chances to tackle the young man and just didn't do it.
David Rucker, 78 yards for the touchdown on the kickoff return.
72-yard return on the play.
And just like that, Sheridan extends their lead. Here comes the extra point now by Gonzalez. It is missed to the left. He pulled it. 11:48 left in the third. 20-7. Sheridan leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Well, 12 seconds into the second half, the Yellow Jackets have extended their lead with the 78-yard touchdown kickoff return. The ensuing kickoff taken at the 15 by Mountain Home. That's Caden Williams. Across the 20, 25, across the 30, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 33-yard line.
Good job of getting the ball and getting upfield.
18-yard return.
18, Caden Williams on the return.
So 11:42 left third quarter action. It's 20-7. Sheridan with the lead. And Bob, we were talking obviously right before that kickoff how Bombers could not give up a touchdown on this first possession. And
yeah, it is. And, you know, it just puts the pressure on us. You know, it's going to be interesting now to see how we respond, to see if we rise to the top and respond, or we just fall by the wayside. I mean, this is a big offensive series, much bigger than it would have been.
Hand off straight ahead, and Junior is going to take it to the 35, a two-yard gain.
Run down by number 46, Dylan Connor.
Bombers operating left to right here in this third quarter. Second and eight for the Bombers. Williams checks in. He'll be the wideout on the right side. Pausch tight on the left side. Working out of the dead tee. Second and eight. The ball given straight ahead. And a nice run by Hershberger. Takes it out across the 39 to the 40-yard line. A pickup of five.
Nice run straight ahead right there. You know, the shortest distance, 2 points, is straight ahead. And a good job of just getting a block by that offensive line and getting up the field.
10:44 left in the third. Sheridan 20, Mountain Home 7. Season opener for these teams. The Bombers, of course, at Harrison next week. Sheridan will travel to Searcy. Here's Tabor, keeps it this time, and he is stacked up in the line of scrimmage.
He just
no gain. So it's fourth and three here for the Bomber offense, and from their own 40, let's see what they want to do.
1 yard loss on the play.
Looks like the punt team coming on. From their own 40, Mountain Home will punt it away. Dylan Pausch, the punter, does a good job with those rugby-style kicks. 6 seconds on the play clock. They're going to hurry and get set. Pausch waving his hands. Hurry, hurry. Two, they get the snap away. Line drive kick is going to bounce at the 40 and fielded at the 31-yard line.
Oh, no.
And in a seam, and luckily tripped up. That's Wathale with the return out to the 44-yard line.
Number 60, Wathale on the return.
9:40 left in the third. Sheridan with a 13-point lead, and they've got the football back, and they'll start at their own 46-yard line.
Well, once again, this is a big test for the defense right now. You know, after giving up the kickoff return and a three and out, let's see if we can come back and play inspired defensive football right here. A lot of movement in the Sheridan backfield trying to create a mismatch.
Thomas gives another misdirection play once again. This is Lucas with it. Lucas is going to have a first down run across the 50, the 45, down to the 43-yard line.
You know, when a team like Sheridan, when they have so much pre-snap movement with backs shifting sides and the counter motion, it's awful hard to keep your eyes where they're supposed to be sometimes. You get distracted by the fluff and the movement, and you don't read your keys like you should, and that creates gaps. You know, that comes with experience.
Here's Thomas taking it straight ahead, and the quarterback keeps it inside the 40 down to the track. That's Trace Watkins who's into the ball game. Watkins in, takes the snap, takes it down to the 44, a pickup.
He's more of a power runner, it seems like, than the now that number one comes back into the ball game.
He takes it to the 36-yard line with a gain of 7. .844 left in the third. Thomas back in, a quarterback. He will hand it off right side. This is Corte with the carry. Inside the 20, knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line, a 21-yard gain.
Oh, we got our cornerback got blocked completely down into the end zone that time. No help on the outside.
So the Yellow Jackets moving the ball with gains of 11, 7, and 21. Their first three plays of the second half. First down at the Mountain Home 15-yard line with 8:17 left in the third quarter. And again, this is Corte. Hit in the backfield, played nicely up front by the Bombers, a gain of 1.
I can't.
Looked like that was Aiden Ritchie.
Yeah.
Aiden Ritchie,
1 yard gain of play. We're so high up here. I can't see very well anyway, but we're so high up here in this press box.
It is a nice view.
It is.
Second and 9 from the 14-yard line here for the Yellow Jackets. Trips to the left side now. And that is Watkins back in the quarterback. He takes it right up the gut, and he almost broke it. He's going to be tripped up and down at the 4-yard line. First and goal coming up here for the Yellow Jackets as Aldridge saves the touchdown.
Well, when he's in the ballgame, you can look for him to run it.
Ninth first down of the night for the Yellow Jackets. First and goal now for Sheridan at the Mountain Home 4-yard line.
First and goal from the 4-yard line.
7:15 left in this third quarter. Watkins in the quarterback still. Check it, that's Thomas. Thomas, he's going to keep it himself. That was Corte, actually, the running back who they lined up in the quarterback position. Corte takes the direct snap and scores.
And they've figured out running back to the weak side and using the quarterback as a running back, that it creates another blocker, and it just outnumbers us back over there.
Montana Corte, a 4-yard touchdown run, extends the Sheridan lead. Extra point is good. 7:07 left in this third quarter. 27-7 Sheridan. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
That's the sound of our tax dollars driving across the border. Arkansas has been helping grow the economies of our neighboring states for years. But now it's time to change that. Issue 4 would expand gaming and tourism in Arkansas, keeping our tax and tourism dollars here, growing our economy, creating jobs, and funding priorities like roads and highways. Let's pull our tax dollars back across the border by voting for Issue 4 on November 6th. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Oh. Caden Williams with the return of the kickoff from the 11 out to the 25-yard line. And that is where Mountain Home will start this drive. 7:01 left in the third. It was a 14-7 game at halftime. Not quite 5 minutes into the second half, and all of a sudden it's a 20-point game. 27-7, Sheridan leads it. Williams, the wide out on the near side for Mountain Home, continuing to work out of the tee. And this, well, the ball was going to be handed off on the right side. Tabor turned to hand it off, and nobody was there. He was by himself, and it's a loss of three back to the 22-yard line.
I'd say he turned the wrong way. All three runner backs went to the left, and he turned to the right. So not a good start. We don't play well from behind the chains.
It's tough. This offense is not a big play offense normally. Designed to get you 3 or 4 yards each play, and as long as you're doing that, you're in good shape, just like that 18-play drive in the first half. Now we got a whistle.
Timeout.
Play clock run out.
No, we called timeout before the play clock did.
6:19 left in the third. Bombers down 27-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASU MH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASU MH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
Conifex is proud to support Arkansas high school football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team or want to learn more, visit conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
.619 left in the third quarter. Bombers down 27-7. Second and 13 here for the Bombers. From their own 22-yard line. It's now getting to the line of scrimmage. Tabor looks over the defense. Now he's under center. And play action. Wants to pass in the flat. Left side. Incomplete. It was intended that time for James Swartz.
And that was they had three receivers out. That was one in the flat right there. I thought the receiver over the middle broke open late.
So it brings up third and 13 here for Mountain Home. Colton Peters will check into the ballgame for Mountain Home. 6:15 left, third quarter action. Peters, the wide out to the left side. Back to pass is Tabor. Looking long left side. And the ball tipped, incomplete. Intended for Peters.
That's a pretty good ball. It looked like a 50-50 ball that, you know.
So now Mountain Home has to punt the football away on 4th and 13. Back deep for the Yellow Jackets, Ian Wathaw. Dylan Pausch ready to punt for Mountain Home. Gets the kick away. Going to bounce near the 50. Inside the 40, still rolling, and going to be down at the 35-yard line. Pretty good punt.
Pretty good punt. Pretty good punt.
Didn't have a chance to talk to him, Bob, but we saw our old buddy John Taylor across the way in the stands here tonight.
John Taylor, he's sitting over there with his lovely wife, Margie, just enjoying the ball game. He comes to most of the ball games when we're in this area, and it's just too far. It's a country mile over there.
Yeah.
You know. If it wasn't for his bald head, I really couldn't see him real well.
Well, he's one to use the term. Talk about his lovely wife. Boy, he outkicked his covers, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. If she'd have waited 15 seconds longer, she'd be a different woman.
First down for the Yellow Jackets. Thomas rolling the pocket to the right side. Fires it. Has a man behind a defender, and he overshoots him. Incomplete.
Well, that's a scary formation right there. We didn't have any contain on the outside. Linebacker tried to contain from inside out, and, boy, that's hard to do.
5:52 left in this third quarter, 27-7. Sheridan with the lead over Mountain Home. Don't forget, next Friday night we'll make the trip over to Harrison. Goblins, boy, they've got their hands full tomorrow night. A very good Pea Ridge ball club.
Yes.
Thomas, again, that counterplay. This is Lucas, who scored the big touchdown early on with a 64-yarder. He's going to take this out to the 43 with a pickup of 8. Clock running with 5.5 minutes left in this third quarter. And that's Corte that takes the direct snap this time. He's going to be hit from behind. And
well, you got to recognize the personnel in the ball game. When he comes in, goes that fullback spot, he's not probably not going to throw it.
Gain of 6, a first down for the Yellow Jackets. 10th first down of the night for Sheridan. Ball at the 49 of Sheridan. Just under 5 minutes left in the third. Now Thomas back in, a quarterback. And he goes to pass it and drops the football, but
boy,
falls on it back at the 42-yard line, a loss of 7. It just slipped right out of his hand as he went to throw it. So second and 17 now for the Yellow Jackets.
Second down and 17.
A signal to play in from the sideline. They were using cards, and now the players were looking at the wrist that time. Thomas, and we've got a timeout, I believe, called by Sheridan before it was snapped. It is 4:05 left in the third. Yellow Jackets up 27-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Watkins back in at quarterback, second and 17. He looks like he bobbled as he went to hand it off, kept it himself, has a big run. He's going to have a first down. It was second and 17, and Watkins goes for 18.
Well, we got to get tougher on the edge right there. I mean, we got to get off those blocks and make him run sideways, let him get north and south too quick. And you know, their receivers are doing a good job blocking our corners back into the sideline almost.
3:48 left in the third. Yellow Jackets up 27-7. Watkins still in a quarterback. He's going to take it right up the middle this time. And
that's where we want him to run it.
You betcha. A gain of two on the play to the 38.
Number two, Trace Watkins on the two-yard carry.
So it'll be second and 8 here for the Yellow Jackets. Hunter Shod comes in for the Bombers back in that linebacker position. He had a chance to catch a breather for a couple of plays. Second and 8 here for the Yellow Jackets. This is Thomas back in, a quarterback now. Wants to pass, dropping straight back, looking long down the right side, has a man, and overshot him again. That's the second time that Thomas has wanted to throw the right side where they had a receiver behind the defender, and he overshot it.
You know, one thing he's done, if I'm not mistaken, Zach, he's thrown the ball to the right side every time he's thrown it tonight. He's not throwing it back towards the middle or across to the back side.
.254 left in the third.
I wish they'd leave him in there. Now they've got the running quarterback in there again, number two.
Trace Watkins back in, third and 8. He fakes the toss sweep, gets a great block, has a big run across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and knocked out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Well executed. Boy, he got a big block back at the line of scrimmage.
Well, he got a big block at the line of scrimmage, but you got to get off those blocks. You know, that's a defensive end from the backside come across the field, Mac Jones, to make that tackle. You know, you got to be much, much tougher at the point of attack and not get blocked down to the middle.
So first and goal at the 4-yard line for the Yellow Jackets. Corte is back in, takes the direct snap. He is it, did he get in? I thought he did. Yeah, he did. Touchdown. Corte with the second rushing touchdown of the half. Comes with 2:40 left in this third quarter. The drive started back at their own 35. Corte caps it with a 4-yard touchdown run. The extra point is barely good. That was not pretty. So it's 34-7 Sheridan, 2:40 left in the third. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Back at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, here's the kickoff from Sheridan. This is going to be taken at the 14-yard line by Caden Williams. Starts right, cuts it back to the left, and makes his way to the 29-yard line where he is tackled, a 15-yard return. 2:34 left in the third quarter. The Bombers find themselves in a huge hole now. It was 14-7 at halftime. Three straight scores by the Yellow Jackets, and all of a sudden it's a 34-7 ball game. Bombers will start this drive from their own 29-yard line. Tabor gives it straight ahead, and that's going to be Hershberger, who's going to pick up about three on the play.
Big thing now is just keep the ball. You know, don't. This third quarter has been horrendous so far. There's still 2 minutes to go in it.
Bombers have had two possessions. Both are three and outs. Second down and seven here for Mountain Home from their own 32. Junior gets the call this time, tries to bounce it to the outside, fights his way across the 35 to the 36, and a flag comes in at the point of the tackle. It's a four-yard gain, and looks like we're going to face mask against Sheridan. There's only been one penalty in this game tonight, and that was a delay of game. Just unheard of for a first game of the season.
It is.
It's a 5-yard face mask, incidental. And they'll add that on from the end of the play, which takes the ball to the 41-yard line. And a first down here for Mountain Home, their first of the second half. Their 10th of the ball game. .143 left in the third. Tabor will hand it off. He goes left side. This is Shod with the carry. And, boy, that was well played by
Sheridan. That was well played. We didn't block it very well because he got his legs taken out from under him. You know, and I know Sheridan's shooting gaps and trying to get penetration, but you've got to expect that when we run this type of offense and adjust to it.
It's actually a loss of a yard on the play. So second and 11 here for Mountain Home with 69 seconds left in this third quarter. Ball is given to Junior. Breaks out of the first tackle. Bowls over a defender at the 45 and fights his way to the 46-yard line. A gain of six for Junior Williams. Brings up third and about five here for Mountain Home. Play comes in from the sideline. 34 seconds left in the third. Could be the last play of the third quarter. Big third and five for this Bomber offense. And And we've got a penalty flag, and let's see what we had. Came from the far sideline. Delay of game. Well, usually it's it's not that official that makes that call, Bob.
It's the first time I've ever seen the linesman make that call.
Yeah. The back pointed out is right there in front of their coaches, too.
Well, that's
and
true.
He made the call. I think that's why the white hat was looking at him like, what? What?
Normally the back judge makes that, if I'm not mistaken. It's his job to watch the –
because he's looking at the play clock.
Yeah.
The guy on the side is not. So we play three quarters. We'll take a break. 34-7. Sheridan leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782. Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to match.com/meet will get 7 days free. 7 days to view photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at match.com/meet. That's match.com/meet.